This is Heart Breakfast.
April is Autumn Awareness Month, and we're joined on the line by the CEO and founder of a specialist autism center. It's called the Star Academy. And she also happens to be a mom of two and has had a personal experience with autism. Her name is Ilana Gershlevitz on the line with us. Very good morning to you, ma'am. Thanks so much for your time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. Just very briefly, I know you've got a long journey, but just talk us through you and your husband and your sons and your journey with autism. It's a particularly touching story.
It really is. So when my elder son, David, was 20 months old, he suddenly became unresponsive and he stopped developing. When the words autism rang through my ears, it felt like we'd been given this death sentence. The doctor said, he'll never speak, go to school, be toilet trained, have friends, get married, or have a job. She said, take out an insurance policy. Oh, and I hear you're pregnant. She added, I don't know what to say. No guarantees, unfortunately. And her parting words to us, Aidan, were, goodbye and good luck. This is how our search for answers and solutions began. We were really determined to improve my son's health and his quality of life. And that's how we embarked upon a very brave journey. My second son had normal development. He's actually in matric this year. And as fate had it, a third child, another son, my last born, Aaron, was also diagnosed with autism. He started to show the red flags at a very young age. And we had to find strength we actually didn't know we had. At this point in time, the oldest one, David, was 10 years old. Now, we'd already watched the David movie, the movie of autism. And when we've watched a movie like that, you know what's going to happen. It's extremely frightening. But Aaron received an intervention called Applied Behavior Analysis, ABA. And we also treated his gut. We corrected metabolic imbalances, supported his immune system, and Aaron recovered from autism. He lost his diagnosis.
Wow.
Today, he's 9. Yeah, can you believe that, Aidan? Today, he's 9 years old. He attends a mainstream school in grade 4. If you are a parent or professional listening today and you don't believe that some individuals with autism have the ability to recover, do more research. Open your mind to possibility. Just because you haven't seen recovery doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Now, not every child will recover, but no parent need ever give up on achieving their child's independence and functionality. This is not negotiable.
Awesome. You wrote a book about your journey. It's called Saving My Sons. Why was it so important to document that?
I wrote Saving My Sons, A Journey with Autism, as I wanted to provide other parents with a roadmap and a way forward. They are now where I was 18 years ago, searching for treatment, trying to understand the autism diagnosis. I also wanted to educate parents and professionals in the field on latest developments and treatments for autism because it's such a misunderstood diagnosis.
All right. I hear you say treating professionals. One would assume that the professionals would be the ones with the cutting-edge knowledge, that medical discovery would be documented in journals and that these healthcare professionals would be the ones guiding you as opposed to the other way around.
You're absolutely correct, and I think this I found extremely difficult along our journey. Part of the reason I wrote my book, Saving My Sons, because I wanted to share the research that I come across on my journey with other parents and professionals. There's a very big gut-brain connection. Recovery from autism actually backdates to 1987. I'm a lawyer by profession, so I've really delved into the evidence-based research, and not everyone is, unfortunately, up to date, which does leave parents in a predicament, Aidan, because you're a mom, you're a dad, you're trying to work, you're raising your kids. Now you've got to become you got to wear so many caps. You've got to become a researcher overnight.
All right. What hope for families in Cape Town? You know, I'm sure there are people listening. I mean, your book would be one resource. What else, though, by way of support, by way of knowledge gathering, exists that you know for people listening in this part of the country?
The STAR Academy, which provides applied behavior analysis, ABA programs to children across the spectrum, caters for the education needs of children in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. In addition, parents in Cape Town should join our parent support group. It's called Autism Now What? No better way to get through this than to learn from other parents who've walked this treacherous road.
Awesome stuff. Ilana, thanks very much. Yours, as I said, is an incredible journey. And thanks very much, firstly, for sharing it with us and for the continued work that you do to assist parents, not just yourself and your family, but everybody else dealing with autism. Thanks very much for the incredible work you do.
Thank you for that. And my message to parents is one of hope. As long as you have hope, keep your hope alive. That's the best advice I can give any parent. When you're trying a new diet and it doesn't work, try another one. If one doctor professional doesn't give you a solution, try another doctor. Mm. If one education program doesn't provide results, try the next program. Keep going. Keep your hope alive and you will succeed. And if parents want to get my book, Saving My Sons, it's available from all bookstores nationwide, including online from Take a Loss and Lose.
Love it. There we go. Going to have to park it there for this morning. Ilana Gershlovitz is somebody who has personally journeyed. You heard her there, two separate incidents, an older son and a younger one, managed through corrective measures to almost cure her son of autism. Not the kind of story you hear very often, but it's true and it's real. And she's able to share with you in her book exactly how she's gone ahead and done that.
The Cape's Big Wake Up, 6 to 9 a.m.